All right, Kurt, let's rock and roll, man. Yeah, this is FTH Beyond. We're talking about Marvel Strike Force tonight on FTH Beyond. I forgot where it was for half a second, even though I just said it 3 seconds ago. I'd rock out of podcasting, Charles McFall, and back from the dead. Oh, I'm not dead. Kurt Cobain Booten.
Well, okay. If you're going to call me Kurt Cobain Booten, I probably am dead. I'm sorry, too soon. Yeah, hate mail coming in for that one. I am finally recovering from the con crud. That was bad. I'm still a little congested and I'm living on cough drops, but I'm functional this week, so I am very happy.
Yeah. Oh. Apparently, I haven't set my OBS to pick up the correct output, so I'm going to change that right now. We got that on the recording, but we didn't get that on the stream. So say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Nope, that's still
How's everybody doing?
It's too many. There's too many ones I have to pick from. It's the other one. It's always the other one, isn't it?
The other one.
There. Now they'll hear you.
Okay. So, yep. Hey, I'm back. I'm not dead. Contrary to rumors, I did survive Atlanta. I am back, and feels good to be fairly human again.
Apparently now I'm a little quiet, which I don't get accused of that very often. So there you go. I'm glad you're feeling better, man. I haven't even gotten to talk to you since Monday afternoon, which – I cursed your name, man. So I'm at the cookout Monday night, right? And Dennis and Phil and them show up whenever they show up. And it didn't dawn on me that you weren't with them because everybody kind of goes in a little bit different directions right after the con.
Right.
And I don't put it two and two together that you guys are all at the same house or whatever. And Phil's like, yeah, Kurt's dead. I'm like, well, that's not a funny joke. Yeah, okay, Kurt's dead. Fuck Kurt. I don't know. And because it's Phil post-con. Not quite starting to drink, but you know, getting there. And I was like, I don't understand the context. He's like, the Kurt's like got concrete. He said it once. It's like, okay, sure. And he said it again. Like, you didn't get it the first time. Well, you didn't tell it right the first time. Cause then he said, you've got the con crud and this is, and that kind of thing. I was like, oh man, no way. This is where Kurt's is like, wait a second. That motherfucker literally came up to me in my face right before he left. And I over-exaggerated. I was like, hey, Charles, I just want to. I was like, that bitch tried to get me sick and then went home and died. But, yeah, no, I'm glad. I heard it was the zombie van ride back to Philly and the CDC pulled you over and all that jazz. I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, we were calling it the plague bus. Sean and Dennis and I, and I don't think Klotz and Austin were coughing, but we were coughing like the whole time, and it was just it was terrible. We couldn't get finished with that ride soon enough. And so, yeah, it took us about 12 hours to get back to Gettysburg. And then I jumped in my car and another 7-8 hours later got home. So I was in a car for like 20 hours.
Wow, man. So you are that far from them that it's a whole nother day of driving and you didn't stop and sleep first?
No, there was none of that. And we left at 4 a.m.
Well, I did hear that you took some naps in the van. But I mean,
dozed off, but I don't trust anybody, so I didn't fall fully asleep.
Yeah.
So,
dude,
yeah,
that's stupid.
It was not good.
No, it's not good, especially when you have the con crud.
Yeah, and I had to work the next morning, so.
I don't know. I learned that lesson a long time ago. I always take off Tuesday. Always now. Even if it's unpaid, which it was this year, I'd used up pretty much all the paid, which I don't really get paid vacation, but my boss has been nice enough to say, you know, he wants to support my endeavor, so he'll pay me even though I'm not in the office, which is kind of the same, but there's not an official PTO policy. We're a small school with 5 employees, so, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, but I still take it off just because I'm dead.
Yeah, I didn't get paid for it, so because I had already taken a vacation earlier in the year. We only get 1 week. And so I took a vacation with my wife earlier in the year, and then Dragon Con, because I leave on Tuesday, late on Tuesday, drive to Gettysburg, and then get in the car with those guys. I may do things a little differently next year.
Dennis swears up and down that he's flying next year.
Yeah, I know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So I don't know. If he's not going to drive, then I may find another way down there, because I mean, Klotz and I were talking about Klotz and Sean and I go down, because Sean likes to drive. I don't particularly care to drive, particularly if I have to drive for a long way first.
Right.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But I'm glad I went, and man, had such a good time.
Good.
The Blood Feud game was hilarious. I had so much fun doing that.
Yeah, it was good. Just for reference, I put a little bit of a noise gate and a compressor on my microphone to see if that helps with anything. I want to say howdy to Baloney Ninja and World Turtle 89, Goat 314, Apostolic Pants, I think is how I said. How that said? and then, of course, Sin Raven. Sin's going to Seattle, and the plane's just about to take off, and he's still listening to us live. So, you know, you're going to crash the plane. No. I really don't get that in this day and age. You know, hospitals are doing the whole, don't use cell phones. It can mess with the cardiac. It doesn't mess with the cardiac anything. They just don't want to hear you talking on your phone. You know, same with airplanes, I think.
That's probably true.
Yeah. Now, I'm sure in the early, early, early days of flight, or cell phones rather, it might have, the signals might have messed with some of the stuff with flight, and maybe some of the early telemetry is what it's called when you're reading the heart rhythms and stuff. But yeah. What kind of sweatshop you working in, Kurt? 1 week vacation? That's actually pretty standard in the U.S. To get just 5 days.
Yeah, we're a small IT shop, so literally when I'm gone, I'm one of 2 senior guys. And so we manage 30 or so companies. So if I'm gone, it can impact the company a lot. So it's okay. I mean, and I mean, the president of the company, the owner, is my best friend. So, you know, that's why it's not a big deal. What's that?
I said, I don't own your company.
Your best friend is Tony P. Henderson. Everyone knows that.
actually not true, but maybe on the network, maybe best friend on the network. You know what? I gave everybody a shot. Everybody else wants to go playing out with everybody else. Tony gives me the time of day. So, you know, I'll take it. What can I say?
All right.
Speaking of, I didn't see hardly anybody during the Dragon Con, which on a personal level sucks balls, but on a professional level means that I'm doing my job and you guys are doing your jobs. So, other than your panels, which I'm sure, well, I'm going to assume that on Monday night you talked about it. And Tony says I'm not his best friend. He just said false. I have no friends. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms.
You just said he wasn't your best friend. What do you want from him?
And well, he hasn't seen any birth of my kids, so that's kind of a high standard to me, especially since I'm not going to have any more kids for a while. Or probably ever, actually. I don't want more kids. I got 4. 4 is good.
Yeah, you got enough.
Yeah. but, you know, did you get to talk about your experience in panels on the Monday night run?
A little bit, but not really much, because I was just really excited to get back into the saddle with Strikeforce, to be perfectly honest with you. I had like 250 orbs to open.
Wow, yeah.
Because I saved them.
Yeah, so. I got away. So I got in there and saved a lot of mine for last Thursday, but I went ahead and knocked out all the basic everything. So I'm like, no, nobody really wants to tune into a stream where all you do is open orbs for an hour. I don't think.
I don't know, man. So I did not open my blue raid orbs because I had like 60 of them. And so I wasn't going to do that. But I don't know. We had like, granted, somebody raided, but we had like 50 people in the chat room for a while. And nice. So and really, I had like 2 mega orbs to open. It was a good amount. So it was good. The thing that I did this year that I didn't do last year was went to the vendor hall. And I went there primarily because I was working on some sponsorship stuff for Botched.
Yes.
And
yeah, for yeah. Botched, to show you're not on or officially associated with, as opposed to like this show. Perhaps.
Well, okay. So one. So the first thing is, I got actually really annoyed last year at the dice situation for Botched. When they were given dice to borrow for their show. So just on a whim, I said, "Hey, let me get in touch with another vendor who's going to be at Dragon Con," and it steamrolled. It just went really quickly.
Yeah.
I've been trying to think of sponsorship ideas for this show, but it's not as straightforward.
Well, alcohol is always a good one. You know, I think we're both down with alcohol. I mean, that is one of the sponsors you got for him was an alcohol sponsor, and that's
okay.
Always-
so Phil actually did that, and the dude who runs the microbrewery
that's right, he did.
Actually is a fan.
Yes, that's right. I now remember that.
And he
yes.
just happens to be local to me. So
yeah, you picked it up because he's local to you, but that's right. Phil had contacted him. Real quick, shout out to Tropico Doc, who finished 1501 in the Rescue Blitz. So wow. Nice. And hey, Cap Dragon, how you doing? Tropico says he has 200 hours and unlimited sick days. It doesn't matter. I never use all of it. It's not possible. Odd flex, but okay. Sure. I actually knew somebody who was higher up in a really big company and had been there for 20 years. And really, it was the time. It wasn't so much that he was higher up, but every time he ranked up a level, right, in real life, he had a little more time added. But the 20 years being there, he literally would take a month off at a time. Because they had so much leave building that I was like, but then my brain went, but how effective are you at your job if you can leave a month and they're not hurting? You know, I get a week, 2 weeks at one time, but 4 weeks in a row, that's a long time to be gone in any business.
It is a long time. However, you know, I could make the argument that if you're there for 20 years, you're probably managing a team of people. And if you're a good manager, you can manage them to the point where they can get the work done without you being there for a limited amount of time. Even a month is a limited amount of time. It's not year round.
Right? I mean, so. Chris Wisdom abandoned us for a fucking year and we survived, you know. I mean, it's like he's not even back. I mean, no changes have happened. what was your favorite either panel that you did, panel you saw, or moment at Dragon Con for you?
Oh, man. Boy, I got to tell you, and it's a little thing, but I just dig hardcore people doing their thing and not getting grief at it, not getting looked at sideways about it. Just being the nerds and geeks that they want to be and letting it hang out. The dance party at the Hilton that happens like every night
there
is just outstanding. I love that so much. And so, I mean, there were just like little personal highlights for me that were panel related. like, honestly, that voiceover panel that Sean Weiland and Dennis and I did when the other two people didn't show. And that room was nearly full, and we kept them there, and they had a lineup for questions.
Nice.
And stayed through the whole thing. So nice. I was very happy that we were able to handle that.
Thank God, because it may come, but I have not yet, and hopefully never will, because of how I try to balance things. I've never had a panel where nobody showed up, a panelist. We've had more than one panel where virtually nobody showed up in the audience, but this year there was some kind of snafu with scheduling on the gaming track. They were supposed to do Twitch 101, and Twitch as a company shot us down like a week, 2 weeks before the con, and they had kind of drug out the process. I'm not dragging Twitch under the bus. It's just a corporate thing, and shit happens. But because we had done official conversations, and basically on the 101 was all official Twitch people, that got shot down last minute. The word didn't make it through somewhere somehow, so that panel stayed on the schedule for Gaming Track. People showed up, and there was no panel to be had. So I'm glad that you and Dennis and Sean were able to not only handle it, but keep the room engaged.
I was worried, to be perfectly honest with you. But, you know, I knew that if I could get the audience to laugh a little bit, we'd keep them a little bit. You know, because you got to keep them interested, right? And so it was great. They were asking good questions. Frankly, the whole panel was around vocal warm ups. You know, basically said warm ups to war cries. How do you keep your voice healthy and whatnot? Yeah. And frankly,
I think I got referenced a few times in that panel, didn't I? Because I was next door being loud.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't remember, to be perfectly honest with you.
It might not have been one. I think there was a voiceover panel that it might have been an audio drama one that I think Tony and I were doing our show next to or something.
Oh, that was the character voices one that I was on with Ellie.
Yeah.
That was interesting. but we, you know, most of my vocal warm up stuff comes from singing.
Right.
And it's all applicable. So it was good to get it from a couple of different areas. And we had people asking good questions actually about vocal health. And Dennis was like, I do everything wrong, so here's what I do. Don't do what I do.
I don't know that he does everything wrong. I mean, when you
He was just being self-deprecating. Right.
But when you think about listening to Botch, and he doesn't get into voices until later into the show, so he does a ton of talking before, you know, off recording and on, before he even has to do a little voice, and so it's not like a recording session. And I mean, that's why I mean I talk most of the day before I hit the podcasts at night, and that's how I warm up, you know.
Right. Well, ironically, one of the things we were talking about is, what if you've got a gig and your voice is feeling terrible and whatnot? And in some cases, you have to just admit it and tell them and ask for a reschedule. Yeah. And in other cases, you got to just do it. And I said, unfortunately, sometimes, like, I've had to go on stage and I'm feeling under the weather and my voice is all crackly. You just drink a ton of water. And you do the best you can do. And if you have to muscle through it, you do, and you pay for it on the other side. But
yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. And that I don't do voice work, obviously. I would if somebody just wanted me to basically be me. But my goal is not to be a voiceover actor. It's to be the rock guy podcasting and appear as myself in every movie and TV show that'll have me. I did talk about, though, the one thing I do want to do as a voiceover actor is I want to be this dog from Pokemon. I cannot remember the name of it. There's too many Pokemon to flip through here. But it's coming out in the next release of Generations on Pokemon Go. And I forget the name of it, but it's this Shetland-type Scottish pony fucker. I don't know. It's this weird guy, but he looks like, I'm like, oh, I could be his voice. And everybody's like, oh, yeah. Because I'd be like, I just want to walk up as him and say something like to Ryan Reynolds' character. You know, he's, I won't spoil it, but something happens at the end of Detective Pikachu, whatever. But I want to be able to walk up and just be me and be like, yeah, no, I can hear you too. It ain't special. And then the character lifts his leg, pees on him, and moves on. That's all. I just want that one line is that character. But because I was like, I could just drop my voice a little bit. And it fit the dog, the animation of the dog. Anyway. But yeah.
So, how have you been doing in Strike Force?
That's what I was going to ask you for the con. Along the lines of Dragon Con, man. Did you keep up? Because I did okay keeping up with
I did all right. I think I missed a couple of things, but you know, I thought I did a good job of letting people know that it was iffy for me. But I think I kept up pretty well.
Good.
So I don't know about you, but I'm prepped for Phoenix.
I is. I lost track of the time. And I thought it was tonight. I'm like, oh man, Phoenix will drop tonight. I'll do the stuff on Rock Ruff. Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, I could be Rock Ruff. I could be Rock Ruff all day long. but Superior Gamma. I need only like 52,000 more of those. I am ready, but I was hoping it'd be tonight on the show. It'll be not tomorrow. It'll be Saturday. I think it'll be Saturday before Phoenix starts. Today's Thursday.
Maybe drop Friday night, something like that. Yeah.
Let's go look at the countdown, and we'll figure this out here. One day, 22 hours. So, no, it'll be Saturday night.
It'll be Saturday. You're right.
Yeah. By the Palladium. Okay. Thank you. I shall. There you go. Thank you for letting me know that. I love the audience, man. They pay more attention to my game than I do.
I know.
On Thursday nights. And that's the thing. I can't even explain. The best way to explain my mind is to let you take a look at the one of 10 Discords that I'm in, two or three of my run, and the Dragon Con one. Let you do the admin look at it one time and see the 56, no, more than that. It's like 80 rooms that are in there because every panel had its own room. There's 68 panels. So that's 68 panel rooms plus the extras. So there's about 80 rooms, and I track all of it. And that's how my brain's always working. So there's only so much room. So I forget to go in and look at what my characters need or memorize what they need. However, here's a tip for people like me. As I've hearted the people that I'm working on, especially for the orange mats, right? And so, for me, it's the Midgard team. I'm trying to get them ready for Fear of the Darkness. So, you got Thanos, Groot, Rocket, Minerva, and Star-Lord. And if you're looking at my screen, you can see Thanos, Minerva, and Star-Lord are all waiting on those singular pieces that you have to buy. Everything else has been farmed. I have to get Superior Carbonadium I need 7 more of those for Star-Lord. But my short version is I keep them up there. So every day, twice a day, if I can remember, I'll click on it and click on the find. And, you know, thank you for the Superior. Who shouted that out? Skippy. Thank you, Skippy, for shouting that out. Because I try to click, say, okay, I need the Palladium. And then I'll go buy it when it shows up. But they rotate so randomly. That's the best way to do it because I will look at the orange mats and I will click on them during the day to go, who needs that? And I'll just, because I still have 26 million in gold, even though I've been spending it. I have, I swear.
Wow.
I've been spending it. But so I can afford to buy orange mats and I try to. I'm still wary, although I know it's simply I don't know how to phrase it. It's simply that. The characters that would need the orange mats have not gotten to that tier to need them, which bugs me. Because I'd love to see when you click on an orange mat and it goes, well, nobody needs this at this, you know, nobody needs this. Well, you really mean nobody needs it at this time. You could show me my level 1 Phoenix. Let's pretend I have Phoenix. You could say, well, level 1 Phoenix will need this orange mat at some point. That would be more helpful. So I do try to kind of buy the ones that are empty because I know somebody's going to need it. But I'm also wary of buying shit that won't be needed or too much of it, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, it's Yeah, it's tough, especially with those orange mats. It's such a long haul to get them. Although I'm still working on my second run of Enter the Darkness, so I expect I'll be getting a bunch of mats from that.
Yes.
But you've already done your two runs, right?
I have.
Yeah. I have. So I need. Let's see. What do I need for Thanos? I need, 10 more superior catalysts, superior damage catalysts, rather. The little explosive balls.
Sure. Yeah.
To get to tier 13. I've got Rocket to tier 13.
Nice.
Yeah, he's good. I'd love to get a couple more red stars for him. That'd be nice. But yeah, I've got a lot of work to do for Groot and Star-Lord and Minerva. Minerva's going to be rough because she's sitting at four red stars, and I'm two shards away from five stars. So whenever I'm getting a premium orb, I'm like, okay, just give me two Minerva shards. That's all I need.
Make Minerva either farmable or bring back her. I don't want her in Blitz. Bring back her Spec Ops. And bring back the term Spec Ops. I like that. Special campaigns and events. Spec Ops, man. That was a great term. I liked it.
Yeah, if we could figure a way to make that work, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's probably trademarked under the old company.
Well, which is fair. Speaking of old versus new company, do you want to talk a little news?
Let's talk some news. News.
News. Okay, so the big thing that came out a couple days ago was Disney wants to sell Fox next.
They inherited it in the Fox buyout.
Right.
So that's an official announcement. They're putting it on the billboards, huh?
Yeah, so people were freaking out a little bit about it. And
I don't want Disney having this game. I just don't. After what they, I don't want Disney controlling this game after what they did with Avengers Alliance.
So the difference here is that as of August, because I ran the numbers a couple of days ago, as of the end of August, Strikeforce is making $10 million in revenue every month.
Nice.
Nobody's going to shut that down.
No.
That makes no sense.
Well, it wasn't the shutdown that pissed me off. It was, honestly, their help desk got way worse when Disney took
over. Oh, sure. That I understand, and that I get. But Disney even said, look, we've not had a good success, a track record with games, so we're more interested in licensing.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
If somebody wants to buy Fox next, we'll sell them. Yeah. And so I could see somebody like maybe Activision pick it up. Not saying that's who I'd want to buy it, but it's making money.
You know what Blizzard? Oh, yeah, it is Activision. Blizzard, Activision.
Yeah.
You want them? So now we get more bugs? Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not unprecedented because Activision also bought King, who are the Candy Crush guys, I think.
Yes.
So as far as I know, that's still part of them. So we'll see. We'll see how that all works out. But somebody will buy them and they'll stay open as long as they're making money.
Wow.
It's really what's going to happen.
And that's an unfortunate position. I wonder what it would cost to buy themselves, if you know what I'm saying.
There was some talk about that too, and that's unclear, like because they have to come out and say that they want to do that. I don't think that'd be a terrible move for them. It's just a matter of whether or not they can get favorable financing for it.
Well, How much are they making a month? 10 million on average?
10 million, yeah, 10 million for both iOS and Android combined. iOS was about 6 million, Android was about 4 million.
I mean, I'm just saying that that tends to get you favorable financing.
You would think so, having predictable revenue. I would think you'd be able to get some financing. So, I don't know. I'd like to see it happen. Somebody will pick them up. But this whole thought of, oh, they're going to shut down, I think
no, is
it's silly talk. It's silly talk. There's too much money there right now.
Don't what a maroon. That's the word I was looking for. What a maroon.
What a maroon.
Yeah, that Bugs Bunny, which was took me forever to realize he's calling people morons in his own way. But yeah, no. They're not gonna do that. Scooby says, so long as I get my Robbie Reyes, let the in-game roster burn. Just burn. I like it.
Well, I think we're not going to get a Ghost Rider until this the series comes out that's going to have him on Disney Plus.
Yeah, you getting Disney Plus? I think we've talked about this, but I'm asking again.
Yeah. So while we were at Dragon Con, Disney released a special, and if you are a member of D23, their special club,
okay,
whatever it is, and you could be a member for free. They had a free tier. You could buy 3 years of Disney Plus for the price of two.
Oh, yeah. You had tagged that out.
Yeah, I did. And so it was $140 for 3 years. So I bought it.
Yeah.
I was going to sub anyway.
I am too. I absolutely am as well. But I have Hulu. I have Spotify. I have Hulu at the higher level, and I have Spotify Premium. So I'm paying for those both already. I know they're doing a basic tier package that gets you the Hulu free ad version and Spotify free ad version. Not Spotify free, but there's something with Spotify. Maybe it's Spotify Premium. But basically, you get Spotify, Hulu, and Disney Plus for, was it 19?
Something like that. It was actually really affordable, and it gave you ESPN.
Plus, that was the fourth one. Yeah, as well. Like that. Yeah. And so I was like, "Well, I am waiting." Deal. Yeah, it's a good deal, but it's below what I have. But there's no reason why why they wouldn't offer a higher tier, like Disney Plus, Hulu Premium, blah blah blah, and that's what I'm waiting for them to announce. Because I don't want to, it's going to do me no end of good to buy 2 years for three or 3 years for two when it's just going to duplicate crap I can't use. But if I can bundle my package together and save some money, I'm down.
Yeah. If they had actually announced information about the non-ad Hulu version being bundled with it, then I probably would have not purchased it. But the justification for me was I'm going to save 30% on an already affordable subscription. And
that's fair.
There's a big question that nobody has answered yet. And that is, are the Disney Plus TV shows going to be ad free? And we don't know that. Now, what I basically said to myself was, is that going to affect whether or not I buy it? No. I'm going to buy it. I'll bitch about it if it has ads, but I'm going to buy it because there's too much programming that I want to see. It's got everything I'm going to want to watch on there. So it was easy. And frankly, paying now and then not having to worry about it for 3 years, there's some upside to that.
I don't know. Ask Joe Art how that worked out with MoviePass.
I think Disney is in a little bit better position than MoviePass.
Yeah, maybe a little. Absolutely. All right, let's get back to actual game talk. So, War. It's good for blood pressure raising. That's what it's good for. man, we did so good from last Thursday to this Thursday. Some tight ones, some we're winning. And you're on that pattern. You win one, maybe two, maybe three. And then there's one that just slaughters you. And we got one. What today's Thursday, so I think it was a Tuesday run. I'm pretty sure it was a Tuesday run that I got in there at night. And like now, I just looked at WAR. And early on, it's just some really high-tier teams. Like if it's a synergy team that's 286, it's going to take one and a half, which is really two, of my teams to take it down. Like this yeah. I mean, that's the Magneto Mutants team. Now I can jump in because King Koi just knocked it down. But I have to partner. But by the next morning, typically the monster teams are out of the way, and I can go in right. And I can go in with my bigger teams and take out big nodes, and then with my smaller teams help clean up some. So Tuesday it was like Jesus. I mean, we were 200, 300 below on it. And then I was like, all right, well, tomorrow, you know, Sen will get in. Other people will get in with their monster teams, Joker, and they'll knock the holes in the hole. Sometimes, as you know, Kurt, it's two really big teams, and as soon as you knock a hole in that, it's all of a sudden the smaller teams behind it that you can't see.
Right.
And there were no holes to be knocked. I mean, I got up the next morning, we were 1,000 behind. And they were gutting our helicarrier, and we couldn't even touch them.
Yeah, we've run across some of that too. Teams where it seems like everybody on one arm of, let's say, the barracks is a team of 300K plus. It's ridiculous. We lost our last two wars.
Sorry about that.
Well, it happens, but. I think that they've been not blowouts. Like, I think we were within 400 or 500 versus those 2,000 versus 300 because you can't poke a hole in anywhere.
Yeah. Honestly, if we lost by 100 to 200, that's a good loss. I mean, that would be a fun loss. I mean, no loss is truly fun. But it's like, no, you know they were doing the same thing we were, mobilizing the troops. Come on, one last hit. Take somebody off the flight deck, just anything you can do. And it's fun on our side when we do that and we win. So if I would see that on our side, I'd be like, you know what, that was still fun. If we narrow margin and we lost, that's a great fight. I think they're still working on that matchmaking algorithm. Because yeah, that the blowouts, I don't find it all that disheartening, because I just know in a day we're gonna do it again. We're gonna have something else, and we when it's close, we tend to come together as a team, and do it.
Right.
When it's a blowout, and I don't want to say anything to piss Sen off, because usually if I say stuff like this, he's like, "No, that's not it at all," because I mislead the people. But I don't do it intentionally. It's a thing that happens. I'm sorry. I think we as a team, because this is what I observed from the outside on that battle, was when I got up next morning, it was like 1,100 to 500. I'm not even going to try. Obviously, Sin couldn't punch a hole. Joker couldn't punch a hole. I'm out. I'm good. You know, I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah. We're still in this spot where participation is sometimes not great, and I don't know if it's that people are just not interested in that game mode, or if it's that they feel like they can't make progress. Because if you're facing a bunch of high-end teams, it feels like you can't make progress.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, if I get to a point where I know I can't take out a 300K team with what I have left. I will go hunting flight decks.
Yeah.
For lower end teams, because 5 points is 5 points, or 25 points is 25 points, right? I mean, it's just, you got to take the points where you can. And if everybody does that, then, you know, pretty soon you've got a few hundred points that are easy pickings.
I know Sin's on a plane. I don't even know if he's getting to listen right now because he was saying this plane is about to take off. I don't know. You'd have to have Wi-Fi and blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Of course, he's welcome to chime in here if he is listening. I will do that because we, as everybody did in war, you started a little scattered at first and people were hitting focus fire. We got the good focus fire to the point, almost maybe too much focus fire, where if I don't see targets on the playing field, I won't attack shit unless it's within the last 2 to 3 hours. And then I will throw a whole bunch to knock down the take out that section. So let's say the bridge has two more teams left and I've got most of my heavy hitters, which I won't, in this case, I won't, because I'm using my heavy hitters tonight to help. I'm finding places I can blow stuff out here. I can use two teams and take out one thing, and it has one more thing on the bridge left, and then I can take out half of that team and go, okay, I've weakened it, jump in there. I will do that and then maybe take my lower tiers and go find ghost teams if they're there and try to do it. But, yeah, I usually wait till the last 2 hours, and at that point it does seem to be all hands on deck, every little bit counts. But before that, it's very focused fire, and that seems to work for us. If we wait and don't necessarily attack tonight because we're waiting for guidance to jump in, Joker or Sin or any of the other captains, it seems to work.
Yeah, it's still for us. It's still a weird balance because, like this afternoon, I got a message from one of the captains saying we've got 5 people in the alliance with less than 5 attacks. And that was mid-afternoon, and our war was ending this evening.
And y'all do the 7-7, right?
Yeah, 9-9.
9-9, okay.
Yeah. So the difficult part in that is, like, I actually will hold off most of my attacks until later in the process because I've got some teams that can take out some higher-end teams, but if I can't do anything, then I'll start just trying to wait for an opening or it's a weird balancing act.
Yeah.
And we haven't really fallen into kind of a flow yet, I don't think. So so we are winning some and we're losing some. We'll see how it improves over time. Speaking of which, we have an update coming where they basically say there's going to be a war update.
Okay.
Now, whether or not that includes the new war mode or if that's going to be just kind of a balancing, a matchmaking update, it'll be interesting to see how that happens. What I also, from the message they gave out or they sent out in-game that I thought was interesting was Wolverine, Scientist Supreme, and AIM updates.
Wolverine could use an update. He's power creeped way too low.
Yep, agreed. He should be better. After all, he's the best there is at what he does. So he should be better.
Yeah,
just like Hulk should be better. But
Hulk is better.
Hulk, stop it. I can justify the Hulk thing because he just doesn't get angry enough in this game.
You know, there's that. The tweak they did to him, he's a lot better.
Yeah, okay. and so it also says improved blitz, which I don't know what the plan is there. That is going to be maybe, I don't know, maybe better matchmaking, although I'd say it's pretty good.
I do fine in blitz. Yeah. No. Okay. Okay. We are the one percenters of this game. We're not whales, but we've both been playing since beta. We've both worked really hard. We know games before we came into it. We organized this for the show specifically. So I have to remind myself, I'm not the gauge I used to be of the person walking into the game and, oh, here's the early struggles. And, oh, we needed that. I have to remind myself that I've had a very long time and some advantage that definitely came with being in the beta to build teams and stay on top of all this. So quite possibly at the lower levels, there needs to be some better blitz matching or updates.
Well, except like you can do this today. You can put together a lower end team of characters that you've not really leveled up much and put together teams that will work in blitz. It's just you'll win a few and then you'll get matched up with a team that is probably outclassing you a little bit. You'll lose it. You'll take a step back. You'll win the next few. I think it still balances pretty well at the lower levels.
Okay.
Cause I've got some lower end blitz teams that I use in my rotation and it still works. And honestly, you know, people can still put together a defenders team that works perfectly well in blitz.
Yeah. I do. Speaking of blitz, I do want to show off a blitz team that I pieced together the other day. Because last Thursday I was getting advice about I should put Punisher in with my defenders. And I'm like, well, where do I put Miss Marvel? Because I really want to use her. And somebody said Captain Marvel. And so I actually invested in my Captain Marvel to make her a little bit better. And I want to show you a blitz team that I pieced together that I'm having a lot of fun with. But it's like the more characters I learn that are fun, they seem to be the same group of friends. So, like a giant-sized team-up, right? I know what I'm going to get from giant-sized team-up when I put you on a panel. So, while I try to avoid it, you may end up having more giant-sized team-up people visually on the track than not. And I think that's a long way around to say I keep using the same meta teams, just broken up into different pieces. And I'm like, man, I would love to have five solidly different metas that work well together, that especially mm-hmm. for war. Man, this power armor for war, so good. I'm glad I worked on Rescue. And as you can see, I've thrown in Captain Marvel with this particular war team. Just because she really is a badass. She doesn't need synergy.
In war, she is scary good.
Yeah. And I put her with the power armor.
I think it was Casino actually put together a video of watching this one Captain Marvel team where Captain Marvel was the only one left alive. And whoever was fighting that group at war through like 10 teams, full 5-person teams at this one Captain Marvel, and did not take it down.
Nice. Horrible.
And it was just ridiculous. Yeah. So.
And I'll be honest, I'm not even sure how she works because I haven't really taken the time to learn. I mean, that barrier, look at that barrier.
Yeah.
Look at that heal that Rescue's throwing out and just the synergy. Oh, dude, it's just beautiful. I mean, I think this was
a lot of fun to play.
I think I just took this power team that was 100-something K. It took down a team that was at least 50 to 80K higher than me and didn't even walk out with a scratch. So let me jump into this blitz to show you because I've used up my war. Sure. And I've punched some pretty good holes, and I'm happy with my progress tonight. We're not even 10 under the other team right now. So I'm pretty sure tomorrow I'll get in, we'll do cleanup, and we'll probably win this war. But let's see here. Oh,
now,
and
Blitz is Mr. Fantastic tonight.
Yes. Power armor, once they're high enough, they can punch like 120K up easily, is what Skippy's saying. Yeah. I got a little red dots. I got to clear it off here real quick. It's a mental thing on the ones that I can't clear off, I do.
While you're doing that, the other part is we're getting 3 new playable characters. So
that's the number now. It's always 3.
Yeah, it does seem to be always 3. It seems to be the speculation is Sue Storm is an obvious one.
Sure. We don't have still her waiting. Yet. Yep. Yep.
There's been rumblings about Graviton coming.
Oh, shoot. I didn't want to use this team. Graviton, that name is vaguely familiar.
Graviton most recently was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. A couple seasons back. And Gravity.
Oh, you know, was it, that the general, what he turned into?
Yeah.
With
yeah,
the,
I think it's the dude who was in Heroes.
Yes. I actually just caught up on that season. And then the season after. We'll move on. So, okay, I know who Gravitron is. All right.
All right. So, and so the third character is kind of up for grabs. It could be Coulson, could be Cyclops. It's all speculation, because we've been told about characters that we've not gotten yet. So,
right. So real quick, here's this Blitz team. Miss Marvel next to Captain Marvel. Thanos in the center, who feeds Captain Marvel and Minerva. So you see I'm taking Minerva from another one, Thanos from another one. I don't like that. I want to find characters I can build. But for giggles, I threw in Ronan.
Huh.
Because of the whole Kree. Oh, I didn't mean to click her out. Because of the whole Kree aspect. And he throws in a bunch of bonuses across the board. They all do. I mean, but my Captain Marvel, six synergies. She's got the Titan Eternal, the genetic reconstruction, mass lobotomy, and Biggin, Fangirl, and then Accuser from Ronin. So watch all this plays. It's just a lot of fun. It's a really fun team. But my problem is I want to take out Minerva and Thanos since they're on other teams right now. Actually, Thanos can stay because Minerva is with Nick Fury and Pyro and Magneto and Juggs. So Thanos can stay, but I need somebody to replace Minerva here. But you just go in and you just start smashing face because Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel always are teaming up like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And the Captain Marvel team up as a boss team up. You know, it's really cool.
Right. Yeah, I'm just wondering how, well, I guess it wouldn't be that much different. And there's no real advantage to Magneto other than that first attack.
I like the idea of the heal, but I might not need the heal, especially in Blitz. I might throw in Korath. Right off of, because Korath will play off of Ronan. I'm not sure if he'll play off of Thanos. Because I need somebody behind Thanos to grab that energy constantly, right?
Right, right.
Which Captain Marvel, right behind Thanos, is like, yeah, you just get punched in the face a lot, is what happens there.
Yeah, interesting. I hadn't thought about that as a team. I've been sticking primarily with the kind of known teams for my Blitz.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got basically a Spidey team. Although, interestingly, I still haven't I really still haven't leveled up Carnage.
I've been working on that, starring him up.
Yeah, for whatever reason, I haven't. My I have a Spidey team that I use for Blitz. With Green Goblin, Miles Morales, Spidey, Venom, and I use Deadpool as part of that.
I like it.
It tends to work, so I'm kind of leaving it alone. And then I've got my Brotherhood team. I've got a Power Armor team with not Rescue, but with Vision and Captain America.
That's right. You did tell me about that. That's a good synergy.
Yeah.
I have a Power Armor team that's just the three main without Rescue or another one. And I'll throw them in on Blitz or something every once in a while. Or it's kind of my cleanup team if I'm moving through raids and I just need to knock out this one node with a team and then not use them again. So I'll throw in the power armor with Gap, like you're talking about. Who was on the other side? It was Cap on one side, and oh man, somebody else that had a good synergy. It's like multiple synergy. Like this team has three synergies, three separate synergies that flow. I had that. It might have been Nick Fury. Maybe I put Nick Fury in, and it was like, okay, for a cleanup team, that's not bad.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen Nick Fury being used with power armor teams, and it tends to work out pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I've got decent teams now, because it seemed like it wasn't that long ago where all I had was
decent fighters.
Defenders.
Yeah.
Well, I had Defenders and I had Avengers. That was kind of all I had. So now I've got a decent shield team, not a great shield team, but a decent one. I've got my Minardians.
Yeah.
Which I love that team. I've got an Avengers team with Iron Man and Vision. Man, I'd love to be able to upgrade Black Widow. It's been a long time. My Defenders team, which I'm still pretty happy with. I've got a Kree team, which I hardly ever use because it's really it's kind of low level, but it works. And then my I don't even know what I call it. I call it my postmodern jukebox team, which is Nick Fury, Minerva, Pyro, Magneto, and Jugs, which I use in why am I blanking? I use it in Arena, and I can get, if I push on Arena, I can usually make it to top 400.
Yeah, I don't really push on Arena, but I can see that. So here's a thought. So I went to Cosmic because that's who needs to stand behind Thanos to get the energy. I've got Loki, which is decent. I've got Yondu. Mordo's okay, but Mordo's basically just a heal block. But what about, see, it does have Korath the Pursuer, and that's who I was thinking, because Korath would work with Ronan and work with Thanos. What about Doctor Strange?
I like Doctor Strange because of his ability to revive and his ability to flip buffs.
Right, which kind of is what I'm using Minerva for, which is the mass heal that she does, and the bleeding, which is somewhat similar with Strange of, like you said, he can heal, he can revive, but then he can flip buffs on the other side, which is not mass bleeding, but it's a red dot. So I think I'm going to try that.
Yeah, the nice thing with Strange is, like, if you're fighting a shield team and Nick Fury pops those buffs,
right,
Doctor Strange can eat those up and flip them over, and then all of a sudden they become like bleeds and whatnot, and it gets ugly from there.
Now here's the question, because Ronan can sit right behind Thanos as well and absorb all that energy, and Ronan puts out his own energy. Should I put Ronan behind Thanos? This is for Skippy and Sylvester and everybody else too. Or should Doctor Strange sit behind Thanos and constantly get that energy to be able to flip dots and heal?
Yeah, I like Doctor Strange behind Thanos. But what if you put Doctor Strange and to his left put Minerva?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm trying to replace Minerva in the team.
Oh, I was
so I can use her back on the other one. Oh, no, that would be a stupid heavy heel team, right?
But again, with the flips and with the bleed.
Yeah, that might be a good war team right there, what you're talking about.
Maybe.
I'm going to try it. I'm going to try with Drake. So my intent is to keep Minerva on the Flaming Fury team, right, with Pyro and Magneto and that. So I have that team, and I'm trying to make another team with Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel specifically, that will be one of my standard go-tos. And that's what I'm trying to build out here. That's why I'm replacing Minerva, because I don't use Thanos as much anymore either, because the flaming, it depends on where you are, right?
Right.
Now, Mengard is still my Fear the Darkness team, is where it's going to go to. It's definitely my top raid team, without a doubt.
Right.
But in war and in arena, yeah, I go with the Flaming Fury team.
Right.
So it's now, you know, do you remember when they said, oh, you're going to get only so many spots for teams, and then you can buy more spots, and they gave us, what, 15 or 20? And I was like,
yep.
Who the hell is going to use that many? Yeah, no, I can see why we need that many spots now. So many different strategies.
What's funny is I would love for them to give me X amount of spots for arena, X amount of spots for – well, actually, not so much arena, but X amount of spots for blitz, X amount of spots for war, X amount of spots for raids. I'd like to have them separated like that.
Yeah, yeah, color code it basically.
Yeah, whatever. But I did hear we were getting 5 more.
All right, cool, for free.
That was a rumor, and who knows when that's going to happen. So, gotcha.
Yeah, Doctor Strange definitely flipped some dots, but he died a little too early. We'll have to see.
Oh, he's squishy. Yeah. He's definitely squishy.
He's definitely. Well, I liked him. I am going to try Korath in here. I still a quality of life improvement is when we're in these menus, in Blitz, in War, in Raid, building the team. I still would like that search function. You know, that ability to narrow it down to what.
Yes.
You know, it's fine. And so, and that is part of what the whole save teams menu is for. But I would love, right. You know what, instead of having those dedicated spots at arena, I'd like to be able to color code. So, okay,
yep.
The orange is arena, the blue is blitz, the red is war. You know, I'd like to be able to kind of color so I can make some of the same teams, but visually I go, okay, I'm going to raids. Here's my favorite raid teams. They're blue. They're all blue in one section.
I'd like to be able to review teams from the roster page.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Because you can't.
Are you using the that online tool that we're using for Behemoth?
No, I should be, but I haven't gotten to it yet because the idea of filling out another spreadsheet.
It's basically a one and done. Once you do it, it's a very easy thing to update. It's all graphical. It's all GUI. So
no, I know.
I need to go update, and it's going to be simple. Click the little star, and it does the number. Click the, oh, now I'm geared to your this. Da, 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 it'll do that. It's so much easier than every couple of weeks having to update the spreadsheet.
I just wish that there was like an API where you could give it your player ID number and it would automatically download your roster.
That'd be a nice quality of life for sure. Okay, so far, though, Korath is holding up way better than Strange did. But, I mean, Strange is a god once you really tier gear and everything else up. But it's going to take a hot minute to get him there. Choices, man. Right. This game is so full of choices.
Yep. It's, man, now that I've got my team set up for Phoenix, I mean, if I have to level them a little bit, that's no big deal. That's just money. But
maximum slots reached. No. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
I'm working on now trying to get my Minardians to tier 13 so I can worry about Fear of the Darkness once I get past Enter.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Roll.
That's a big one. I still have my Avengers team. Oh, I don't need this. This is a Mutants team that I built for something specific. I can't remember what we were doing. I like the Kree team, but I don't focus on building the Kree enough. Actually, yeah, I don't need to worry about the Kree team. I built it for one of the Alpha or Gammas or whatever that you need Kree, and it's just a quick, but it's easy enough to put them together. I'm not going to use them much. I'll leave that power armor team right now. Let me delete the 3 spots. I can just do it other ways. I don't use this mutant team. I'm so disappointed that the Brotherhood, man, I built them so strong, and then Magneto actually works better without Sabretooth and Mystique in there.
It's still a solid Blitz team, though.
It is. It is.
I use it in Blitz. I don't use it anywhere but Blitz for the most part. That's not true. I've been using it in Raid for one of the trait nodes. I think it's skill. One of them allows me to use basically my Brotherhood team. So, gotcha. So I keep it together for that.
I honestly had no idea I actually hit my max limit on teams until I just tried to save this squad. That's funny. Any other things in the news dive, in the code diving, digging, whatever?
No, that's been pretty much it. I mean, the data mines, they talked about the update, which I just went over.
Yes.
And prior to that, War Leagues is the war update that's going to be coming soon. I don't know how that's going to work yet. So, we'll see. I really don't know much about that. Raid store update. They just added more rows of purple gear.
Yeah, I saw that. Or I saw they announced it. I haven't necessarily seen it roll out yet.
There was a big old problem with Block Party, so they had to.
Yeah.
It showed up like three times. That's all I know.
I did read that. And the first time Block Party came, I missed it because everybody was saying, hey, I can't auto win. When I do, I lose stuff, and then I've lost my token, and I didn't get anything for it. And so I'm like, well, I'll wait till the next day to fix it. And the next day is still going on, and then I forgot. So I basically missed the whole first Block Party. Second one I get in, I did just fine with it, but apparently there's still issues. The third one came and said, okay, if you're able to do three valid battles and win your stuff in the first two Block Parties, you will not see the third one. But we fixed everything. The third one will basically is for you to get double the stuff, essentially get the two Block Parties. The second Block Party did work for me. The first one I didn't do. So I did get that third Block Party. And
okay. It
was like it was insanely good. And I got 150 of the orange globes and powered up one of the suggestions I got last week, and it was probably Rocket powered them up. So
cool.
So yeah.
So and the reason we were talking about Graviton is there was this one little data mine that came out on the 4th that basically said get 150 Graviton shards and use them to weigh down enemies with stun and stacks of slow, and then deal extra damage for every negative effect, which is cool.
Yeah.
But who knows when we're actually going to get them. Mr. Fantastic, we'll have the Blitz this week. We'll probably have the Blitz next week. And, we'll just see how it all goes. But it'd be nice to get the whole Fantastic Four in there. Be nice to also get Namor, but I don't know when the hell that's going to happen.
Well, I did the math earlier. If we get all the tiers on Mr. Fantastic and get, which should get us at 16 to 25%, if not higher, we should be able to unlock Mr. Fantastic. He'll be at whatever star base he's at. I think that's 2 stars. I don't remember. But he's not going to be great. But we should be able to unlock him.
Yeah, it should be 2 stars, I think. I've got a 3 red star Mr. Fantastic waiting.
I got a 4 waiting, yeah.
I did not manage to get Namor. I'm at 96 out of 100
right now. Crap, I forgot he even came around, to be honest. Was he on Blitz?
No, that was in, I think it was one of the milestone things.
Oh, well, let me see. I'm going to have to see where I am with him. I know I didn't get him, but it may not matter.
You opened up orbs that had him.
I've opened up plenty of orbs that had him, but I don't believe I got him.
And Apostolic Pants is saying Fox Next tweeted Graviton late last week. So, so I'd say it's probably a good bet that it's going to be Sue Storm, Graviton, and
Galactus.
Galactus, yes. And a big surprise, they're going to drop Galactus in our.
You remember that April Fool's for MAA where somebody photoshopped just a foot sitting there? I'm like, that would be the best group boss battle ever. Just his foot. 1 foot, not 2 feet. Yeah. 1 foot is there, and you're attacking it. Ah, so good. Let me see where Namor. Honestly, I work so much on these other teams. Phoenix, for this calendar year, Phoenix is the only one I can really dedicate more time to. I got Fury this year. I got Magneto this year. I mean, I guess, yeah, no, it's been over a year. That's right, they hit an anniversary. So, yeah, I'm saying it right. I just don't have it in me to dig another five freaking characters out for a team. Namor, I'm at 49 out of 50. Yeah, Fantastic, I'm at 9 out of 45. Human Torch, 43 out of 45. Yeah, that one was on me not doing one or two more tiers to get that extra few shards. That one, that was on me. I have four fifths of Wakanda. I just don't have it in me. I mean, Shuri, when she comes around, I think I can get her knocked out and take that last, or maybe not. I can't. Maybe she just came and I didn't get it done. But I was like, no, I'm still working on the Spidey. But it's like choices, man. You gotta have choices, and that's great. That's definitely better than kind of the thing we ran into in MAA was, all right, we need a new character, especially that server transfer where like 6 weeks of nothing new. Right. That was mental murder. But yeah.
I've been fortunate. I'm missing four characters right now, and it's just Namor, Phoenix, Mr. Fantastic, and Ultron.
Wow, that's good, man.
I got Ultimus couple weeks ago. I got Okoye and Shuri recently, and Shocker. Human Torch I did manage to get this past time around, so he's not leveled by any stretch. Now it's just building teams. Like I really should work on my Wakanda team, but I just don't have time yet.
Yeah, energy, time, all that.
Secret Six team, I should work on that, too. Don't have time yet.
Oh, look at that. Miles Morales and Rhino both are ready to rank up. So there's 7 stars on Miles Morales.
Nice.
Which I haven't put enough time and energy into, so he's only 36K. But, you know, the stars are the key. And so now I actually feel better about spending resources on that character because I've got all 7 stars.
Right.
Rhino's my boy. 4 red stars, 5 gold stars. I'm going to keep on spending money on you because I love your shiny, shiny outfit. Even though technically I will still argue that is power armor all day long. But whatever, man.
But here's the thing. If power armor is driven by Paul Giamatti, is there any power behind it?
I hate you so much. So much, Kurt. That's the real never forget. Can't do that.
I wish
again.
I could.
Yes. So, all right. Where can they find you on the web?
They can find me all over the place on Twitch. Follow me on Twitter at VO by Kurt. Let's see. On Sunday evenings over on the GSU media page where we will be doing the 4 Bromigos of the Streampocalypse. Now that the plague is leaving my system, I'll be able to play again. And there is a rumor, although it's probably a 30% chance of it happening, but a rumor that Botched Love might be making a comeback on Saturday night because there is a new dating sim coming out surrounding the Colonel and Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Lord have mercy. No. No.
Yep.
No. Okay, you have to. So, you have to do Botched Love if that comes out.
Yeah, it's actually called I Love You, Colonel Sanders, a finger-licking good dating simulator.
No! No! Oh, that's horrible.
Published by KFC, and it's coming on September 24th. So it looks terrible. It looks so bad, which means we got to play it.
Yes.
And it looks, I don't know if it's the same company, but it very much looks Dream Daddy-ish. So,
man, that's money right there, as I say in the business. That's just, you have to
it's so bad. It's so bad. Yeah. So, anyhow, and then other things in the works, but nothing to announce yet.
Fair enough. Look at this beautiful 266 out of 300 my Hulk, man. One more star, and Hulk's going to smash all over everybody's face.
Oh, jeez.
And tier 12, I'm holding off. I'm not quite edging on that 13 because I'm working on my main team, but, you know, God Hulk is about to make an appearance in this game, and y'all will bow down. You can find me. Very specially, you can find me this Monday with Phil Keating at Imaginary Nomad for an all-day marathon of Borderlands 3. Dude, I'm staring at it right now on my desktop, the big golden 3. I've got it preloaded right now. And I could technically play it tomorrow at midnight. But Phil and I have pinky promised and sworn blood oaths that we're going to wait and play it only together. It's going to be on Monday night, except for the 16th, which starts at 9:30 a.m., all-day marathon. We're going to do about 8 to 10 hours of gameplay that day because we're pushing for partner on GSTU Media, so that's twitch.tv/GSTU Media. And sorry, Nicole got me. Botch needs to find a different mod for Botch Love. She's not going to be in that, apparently.
I know.
And that's fair enough. But please come out and support during the day. Put the stream on. Leave it in the background, whatever. We're really trying to push towards partner, which means right now our goal is 75 people per hour on average. So otherwise, it's just going to be a really great, fun time. Borderlands 3, Phil and I are going to be having a blast. We're going to have friends. We already have Tony P. Henderson's lined up. Jenna Garrett's going to be on. Off the top of my head, I forgot. I've seen so many different schedules this week. But we have four or five people definitely scheduled to come in. And we call it third riding, which is a medical term. It's when you're the extra person on the crew. So the two of us are going to be playing. That other person is going to come in and talk and either promote their show or just give us grief or talk about their experience. Because some of them will have played Borderlands before us because they'll be there at midnight playing it. God is just staring me in the face right now. But, yeah, please come out and support that. And then I do Pokemon Go before this. Wednesday nights we record Breaking the Panel, which I'm at the point where I'm ready to push that to live. So we'll have to see what the partners say on that one. But I am full on ready to go. Let's get this live. You know, get that show live. That's what I want to do.
You'll get no argument from me on that one.
And, you know, Sunday afternoons, maybe you'll find me popping in and out on GSU Media, sometimes Tuesday nights. There's some other projects I need to focus some energy on. And so I'm not – and Sunday afternoons failed to capture a regular audience, and it proved to be a very difficult time to always do because, you know, Dragon Con meetings, when are they? Sunday afternoons when they happen. I've got a trivia tournament that I work every couple of weeks. That's on a Sunday. You know, it's just – it was that time slot was weird. So you still might find me popping up. But on the regular, it's going to be Pokemon Go, FDA's Beyond here Thursday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. And, the EMS Underground if you follow that on Facebook. So, all right, Kurt, you'll be back on Monday. Actually, you'll be back on Sunday. And then for this game, you'll be back on Monday. And, yep. Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. So Kurt's going to do his regular stream, and then he's going to bring all of you right into that back end of Borderlands 3, where we're going to be not only punch drunk for playing it all day, we're going to be drunk at that point. So come with your vomit bags and don't record any of it because it's going to be horrible. But, yeah, we'll catch everybody next week. Thanks for coming out. We appreciate everything.
See ya.